I couldn't resist capturing this. It came up by accident on Lyric FM, and it really is my kind of music. I love the bass voice, and I can't actually recognize it. I don't remember what opera it comes from, but let's listen a bit more. The reception is a bit ropey, isn't it? And I'm afraid I'll lose it if I tweak it. I'm also not sure that it's from an opera. It may well be a song. Sounds very Russian to me. That'll do as a kind of an introduction to music, my music. I went through school in Limerick being a completely mad 1960s music person, and I'll come on to that later, but you can take it for granted that all the stuff like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and the Hollies and the Jerry and the Pacemakers, the Liverpool Sound, Tamla Motown, and more, which I'll come on to later, were all not just played in the background, but were a huge passion of mine. I then had a... While I was at university, I realised that I had no classical musical education whatsoever. And together with a man who became very famous, I set up a thing called the Music Appreciation Group, the MSG Group, in the Hall of Residence where we were staying. And I have to thank Rachmaninoff for the shift into classical music more than any other, probably. I then had a dalliance, to be honest, with the Irish traditional music, which I'll come back to, before I got utterly and totally and absolutely hooked by the sound of the operatic of operatic music and the drama of opera. So that's really why this one pushes so many buttons.
Apologies for the machinery deciding to cut out midway through that Tchaikovsky piano concerto, but I hope it was made up for by that marvellous performance of Dmitri Vorostovsky's of Moore Tchaikovsky, that glorious aria, Ye Vas Lyublyu, from Act 2 of his opera, The Queen of Spades. We might try and get that Tchaikovsky for you again.
That is a great opera, The Queen of Spades. I've seen it at Glyndebourne. And I've only seen it once, so that's why I didn't recognise it. But what a great dramatic opera that is. Tchaikovsky has two operas, Eugen Onegin and The Queen of Spades. They're the two that are in the repertoire. And Eugen Onegin is by far the most popular one, but Queen of Spades is some drama. Some drama. Okay, thanks for that little operatic listen. be back to you with more a bit later. Oh, a PS, just an inaccuracy, want to correct. It was the Circular Motion Group that Bill Whelan and myself and Bill Higgins set up in Hatch Hall in UCD in about 1968, 69, probably 69. Bye.